Number 21, stay away from the news. Now, that doesn't mean stay away from all news, all information that you can possibly get. More than anything, it's stay away from immediate gratification and emotional news. And do what you can in your life, daily life, weekly life, monthly life, to decrease the amount of news media consumption that you have. Let me explain it to you this way. The mass media is effectively designed to play on our emotions. And when our emotions are brought way up, and it's brought way down, it's brought to happiness, it's brought to anger, those are things that get us to effectively watch more news, which to them sells a little bit more advertising, which is how they make money. Great idea. That's the way the economy works. Having an awareness of it, and when you're really caught up in it, and getting a little less factual information, or getting caught up in something that's happening immediately, we lose that objective viewpoint, and it's going to have long-term subtle effects on our health. The more emotional we get in our day, the more our health is going to be effective. The way I talk about adjusting the spine and adjusting more than manipulating, because we want to adjust to bring ourselves back to a state of balance, to a state of equilibrium. When you approach the news is designed to manipulate and keep you kind of out here. I want you to make certain you can adjust yourself to have a very balanced viewpoint, to be able to ask questions, quality questions about what's going on in there. It's not just relegated only to asking healthcare. It's more, okay, what's the reality of this? Now, one of the ways that I would honestly say to do that is turn off the 24-hour news networks, because most of them, when you view them, tend to be filled with a little bit more gossip, opinion, and shows sort of designed to reflect on what maybe this interpretation is. Sometimes it's wiser to get your news and just have some of the facts. One of the great experiments I remember reading about several years ago was from a reporter, I believe, on the West Coast. And this reporter, in order to see the effect and the change of all this, resolved not to check any of his news information coming in on his phone, or any of the updates coming through email, or on his subscriptions that he had on his computer. He's only going to, for 7 days, get all of his media only through 3 print newspapers, which I believed included the Wall Street Journal, maybe the San Francisco Chronicle, and one other. And even though we can argue about the accuracy of all that, I believe that during that week happened to be one of the big school shootings that we've been talking about for years. And he, while he still had his phone on for stuff, he didn't consume any of the media that was coming out minute to minute that a lot of us were able to get. Instead, he couldn't understand what was happening until the next day, where he was shocked to see it on the front page of the paper and he was able to read through it. Well, when he spoke to people about it afterward, he found out he had a very different experience with learning about it than other people, because he didn't have, oh, we were wrong about this, and oh, we were wrong about that, and maybe it was really this, and it was really that. It was more, okay, these are the facts as we know them right at this point. And there was a little more accuracy in it, because it didn't have those emotional constant things that needed to be to be checked to see if we're accurate. It was more the delay allowed us to get a little bit more accurate in our news, because the more immediate we get it, the more it tends to be a bit opinionated, a bit more emotional driven than actual, these are the facts. And we can notice now, as we look back for over a couple of years, there's a little bit more objectivity going, oh, this is what was really going on. Because when you're in the moment of something big, we tend not to be able to step back and see it. It's that old quote of Einstein that you cannot solve a problem from the same level that you were at when you created the problem. In reality, you got to get above it to look down on it. So stay away from the news. Stay away from the mass consumption of news on a regular, constant basis. See what you can do to minimize it, to maybe getting a summary of the daily news, because I'm certainly not telling you to get away from news entirely, but step back from it, especially if you're a big consumer of it, or you want to get a little polarized into one political party or the other. Step back and get a little bit more objective view and see what both sides are doing, and see what types of areas you can go to consume that, because the long-term benefits on your internal health are going to be huge. That I know for a fact, because you're going to be stepping away from a lot of emotional triggers that are in there that are going to hold you down. is comment below and let me know what you're doing to get away from the news, to stay away from the news, to be able to consume it a little in a more wiser manner than just having 24-hour pundits speaking.